Good morning, welcome back to Nachyomi. Today we are going to be learning together Mizmor Kuf Chof Hey, the 125th Psalm of the Book of Tehillim. This is the 6th of the 15 Shir HaMalos, and it is a short one. Let's take a look at it from all the perspectives we usually do. We take 5 steps, we look at the structure, the themes, events behind the Mizmor, places it appears in our davening, and a word or pasuk in the spotlight. So let's start off with structure. It is 5 psukim in total, and it divided into 2 basic, or really 3 sections. The first 2 psukim are a description about how Hashem looks after those who trust in Him. The third pasuk is really the hinge, in which it describes how the tzaddikim will no longer be dependent on the rishayim, on the evildoers. And finally, the last 2 psukim, Gimel, Dalet, and Hey, follow on the idea of divine justice, that good people will merit good and evil people will merit bad. The narrator seems to describe his protection from Hashem as being shielded like Yerushalayim is impervious with its mountains around it. So he describes how Boitchim Hashem, those who trust in Hashem, Kahar Tzion will be like Mount Zion, Lo Yimot Le'olam, which will never falter forever. And the description is very vivid. It is a description of the power and the protection that Hashem offers people who trust in Him. It is interesting that this Mizmor is really mainly in future and present tense, and it can be viewed in one of 2 ways. We could think of this as the Mizmor as a description of the goodness of Hashem. We describe the fact that Hashem is just. We describe the fact that Hashem is good to those who are good and bad to those who are bad. However, there's another way of looking at it, and that is that this is actually a supplication. It is a prayer to Hashem to protect us. It is a prayer to Hashem to deliver us, to do justice to the evil and bring justice to the righteous. And in fact, it could be both, says the Da'at Mikra. It could be, as Rav Amos Chacham argues, that we describe the greatness of Hashem many times as part of the supplication. Hashem, you are just, therefore please show justice to us, which could be part of this, where there's 2 different tones happening at once. It is fascinating to consider the first and last pasuk as bookends and contradistinction or comparison to one another. The first pasuk is Shir HaMalos, this is the song of ascent. HaBoitchim BaHashem, those who trust in Hashem, Kahar Tzion Lo Yimot Le'olam. Yeshev. They'll be like Mount Zion, which will not falter and will always be there. The last pasuk is, V'amatim ha'kalkal osam yolichem Hashem es po'alei oven. Those people who go in their evil and crooked ways, Hashem will deal with them in as such. He will deal with them in the way of the iniquitous, and peace be upon Israel. The equation seems to set up, the first description is ha'boitchem v'Hashem, those who trust in Hashem. That equals Shalom al Yisrael. That equals the last few words in the last pasuk, which is peace upon Israel. So the equation really is, trust in Hashem brings Shalom to Yisrael. And that means to say, to the degree which we trust in Hashem is the degree in which Shalom will ultimately be brought upon Israel. That's what the general structure seems to be arguing. It could also argue that just as Hashem brings the Shekhinah, His divine presence, to Har Tzion, so too He will bring it to Yisrael, Shalom al Yisrael, that we have the capacity of extending and bringing Hashem's experience, Hashem's imminence to us as much as we do to the Beis HaMikdash. In terms of the events behind the Mizmor, the Da'at Mikra suggests that on a most basic level, it sounds like this is a Mizmor which is about Yerushalayim and about divine justice. It could be said by Olei Regalim. It was maybe made for those who come up to Yerushalayim on the festivals, and perhaps potentially even at the Simchas Beis HaShoeva, which is when many of the Shir HaMalos would be in fact said on the steps, on the Ma'alos, of between the Ezras Nashim and the Ezras Yisrael, between the 2 sections in the Beis HaMikdash. The Ibn Ezra says that no, you know, it's not about Aliyah LaRegel, it's really about the future of all of Klal Yisrael, all of the nation of Israel. He says very succinctly, Shir HaMalos HaBoitchim, when is these people going to be trusting? La'asid, he says, what's La'olam Yoshev? When will Yerushalayim be impervious to any destruction or distraction? B'mei HaMashiach, says the Ibn Ezra, we're talking about a time where there will be divine justice. When will that really happen? Only in the future. It is interesting to notice that there are a few attempts in the Devar Midrash to identify this Mizmor or parts thereof with certain biblical characters, with certain people who appear in the Torah and Nevi'im and Ksuvim. As an example, the Midrash in Tehillim here also suggests who is it that they were referring to in the third pasuk. So how does the third pasuk read? The third pasuk says, Ki lo yonoch shevet ha'resha agora tzadikim, that the shevet ha'resha, the staff of the evil, will not impact the goral, the lot of the righteous. So the Midrash identifies this refers to Ashes, Potiphar, and Yosef. The Shevet, her staff, or her reach, or her power, or her leverage, is not going to impact the Tzaddik Yosef. Ultimately, Hashem will afford him supernatural protection, as well as his choice to avoid her. Which is interesting that the Kol HaTorah, which is a Sefer which is written by the Talmidei Hagra, the Vilna Gaon, actually very enigmatically say that Har Tzion, Mount Zion, is actually a metaphor for Yosef himself, to the degree that Yerushalayim is immutable, is based on the fact that Yosef was immutable himself when it came to other desires in life, which is a very fascinating and enigmatic comment which is made in the Kol HaTorah. In terms of the David place in our davening, it appears this Mizmor does not appear wholesale in our davening. However, Pasuk Dalet is fascinatingly quoted as part of Perek Shira. It is the Pasuk which is said by the Behema Daka Tamea, which means a small, non-kosher animal. Says the Pasuk, Hei Tivo Hashem Latovim, Vilirshorim Bilibosam. Hashem does good to those who are good and to those who are straight in their heart. This refers to this is referring to what the Behema Daka suggests as. Fascinating. Last thing we're going to do is focus on one pasuk, and that is the very unusual pasuk of describing the strength of this person, the person who trusts in Hashem, will be like Har Tzion, Lo Yimot Le'olam Vayoshev, and it's describing how Yerushalayim, Harim Saviv Lo Hashem Saviv Lamo Me'atov Yalolam, that Yerushalayim has mountains surrounding it, and Hashem will surround his nation from now and until eternity. What is this image supposed to be teaching us? What are we supposed to be learning from this? It sounds like in the way that, you know, when we read about during 1948, during the War of Independence, and the Arabs had a hold and a siege of Yerushalayim, and many, many, many lives were lost by the fledgling Jewish army, the Haganah, trying to break the siege of Yerushalayim. And part of the reason it was impossible was because the Arabs, the Jordanian legion, controlled the Shar Hagai, the entrance of the valley. There's very few ways up that you could make it to Yerushalayim, and they had to secretly build this Burma road to break the siege before the armistice was declared. It's very hard to get to Yerushalayim. Yerushalayim is in the center of the mountainous territory. Today we have highways. It's very easy. It's not easy to get to Yerushalayim in general. And we're very blessed to be able to reach Yerushalayim. One can get on a flight and get to the airport and drive to search Yerushalayim. It was not so easy. So this is the metaphor for description of security. However, the Chida and the Al-Sheikh both point out that the way that this describes Yerushalayim is a little unusual. Lo yimot lo'olam yeshev, it will never falter, it will always be there, is actually a fascinating description. Because there actually have been thousands of years of galus at this point in time. Thousands of years of exile. Which means that Yerushalayim is no longer in the place that it was, certainly at the time of the composition of this Mizmor. What the prediction is that even when there's no Yerushalayim, the Kedusha of Yerushalayim sustains itself. There still is Kedusha in the Makom HaMikdash, even when all we have is a Western Wall at this point in time. And at times in history, we weren't even allowed to get there. The Kedusha still remains, which is ultimately the prediction for the national state of Israel as in its exile. And that's what it's saying, is just like you may see Yerushalayim destroyed, but La'olam Yeshev, it really is still there. So too, the nation of Israel, its Kedusha, its longevity is still there. That's the perspective. One last very fascinating perspective on this point is that when we received satellite pictures of the land of Israel, when we were able to get pictures of Yerushalayim and the Harim Saviv, we saw the mountains around Yerushalayim, there were a number of people who were really startled by the fact that if you look to Yerushalayim and you look just to the west of Yerushalayim, in the mountains, nestled in the mountains with the map oriented with the north upwards, you'll actually see the name Yud-Heh and then a Vav and a Heh in the mountains themselves. The name of Hashem is inscribed into the very terrain around Yerushalayim, which is specifically this Pasuk, which says Yerushalayim Harim Solivla, that the mountains, Yerushalayim is surrounded by the mountains around her. That is a remarkable insight, which is something which we could never even have imagined understanding this Pasuk in this context until we had the possibility of taking pictures from space. So this level of pshat in the pasuk remained enigmatic and remained hidden until really the 20th century and the ability to be able to see the bigger picture. That gives us a little bit of humility when trying to understand Tanakh, that sometimes we just don't have the right angle to understand it until a little later, and it keeps getting better. In the meantime, have a wonderful and meaningful day.